Hello there, what's up? Welcome back on OSD Radio Station 1. My name is Laura McKenzie and our week's topic is the 90s and its best movies. Today, Pulp Fiction. Like always, we would like to open up a little discussion at the end of the session about your opinion. Let's get started. Everybody out there has at least heard about the Oscar-winning movie Pulp Fiction. As A.O. Scott would say, the film defined for a new generation how a movie could be cool. Quentin Tarantino created a new category of movie never seen before. He gives the audience a hard time to understand the storyline. Just in the end, you get the holy grail of enlightenment. A story too hard to summarize in a few, just let us say there's lots of blood, swearing and mafiosi affairs going on. It was Uma Thurman's breakthrough and John Travolta's amazing comeback after several not really famous movies and his last well-known movie, Grease. Anyway, if you look at the cast, you'll find more A-list material like Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson. Critic Janet Maslin from the New York Times praised Tarantino, a former employee of a video store, for the way of sucking the viewer's mind in a fictional but still extremely realistic world. As she would say, you don't merely enter a theater to see Pulp Fiction, you go down a rabbit hole. The fact that Tarantino never attended a movie director's school makes his whole work even more extraordinary. As high school dropout, never really learning by script, he tried to make a movie by heart and failed, probably owing to his confirmed lack of money. But as Tarantino himself mentions, this way of learning was the best school he ever had. And obviously, if you watch it, you see what he was talking about. When Tarantino was a guest at the Charlie Rose Show, he made clear what he thinks of the movie, what his intentions were to make it. Instead of trying to get the audience's attention by some situation that creates a story around, like in most Hollywood films, he tries and actually achieves to tell a story like in a novel. If Pulp Fiction would have been published as a book, it wouldn't work like it does as a movie. It would be just like any other author writing some twisted story and be one among thousands. But by putting this in a movie, he gets the images right in the viewer's head without him thinking about it first. That way, the sometimes criticized violence becomes not just an action, but a character that reacts. The people watch and mostly have to laugh about it, and by leaving a theater, they will keep in mind the laughing but not all the blood and guts. It becomes part of the whole and doesn't stick out like a sore thumb. The other thing, and probably the most outstanding, is that Tarantino goes into the way of telling the story not in the chronological order. In his words, you're not confused if you're in good hands. In the most blockbuster movies, the confusion arises if the story has some gaps, if the whole invented environment doesn't make sense to you. In Pulp Fiction, the three stories are mixed up, but there's always some kind of guidance in there. The key is to watch it up till the end and then just feel the astonishment. But now it's your turn. Tell us your opinion about the movie. What do you think? Brilliant or bullshit? Tarantino just a crazy film maniac or the best movie maker of our times? And here's our first call. Hello there, how are you doing? What's your name?
Hey, this is Marie. I'm really glad you came up with this topic because Pulp Fiction is one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life. The thing I liked most about the movie was how Tarantino told the story of ordinary people and their everyday life. In a way, you could see parallels between your life and the events happening in the movie, even though they are mostly exaggerated. But the funny thing is, if you look at it, you feel somehow bewildered, and at the same time you're familiar with the situation. Just think about the scene where Vincent and Jules go to the guy's place they want to get the suitcase from. They're talking minor stuff about Vincent's experience he made in Amsterdam, and right after that, they are actually going to shoot that guy. Sounds too crazy in the first place by thinking of comparing this to mine or your reality, but technically, it's just a regular conversation you would have with some of your colleagues going to work. It's just amazing how I was caught by the Twine story and I thought, I'm never gonna get it. And in the end, boom, it all makes sense.
Hey Marie, glad you appreciate our choice of topic. So, since you're a big fan of the movie, what's your opinion about the critics saying the movie contains too much violence and it's just like any other splatter movie?
First of all, splatter is a completely different direction you are going to. Pulp Fiction is just pure art. It doesn't have to do anything with splatter. It's just how it works. The main aspect is not celebrating violence, but showing in an artistic way what crazy paths like life can take. Besides, don't you think drugs, crime, and robbery are part of reality?
Oh, well, I don't know what kind of life you're living in. No, but seriously, you got a point there. So thank you for your call. Let's hear what our next participant has to say about that. Have a good one. Let's see. Next, we got Amber. Hey, can you agree with Marie's statement? Can you identify with any person or situation of the movie?
Hi, Laura. I don't really get why this movie is so hyped all these years. People always told me you really have to watch this movie. It'll blow your mind. Something never seen before. all the stuff you already mentioned. But you know what? I did watch it and just have to say, are you kidding me? Just because there's some weird storyline and there might be some cool images in it, I have to say, it's not a piece of art, it's complete bullshit.
So the fact that Tarantino created something new doesn't justify the use of bad language and brutality on a high level?
Exactly. You can't label everything that's over the top as art, and that way have an excuse for stuff I would call bad behavior and failure in creative writing.
Oh, okay. Thank you for showing us the other side of the audience, the negative one. Maybe the next caller can make some kind of decision in this battle of views. Hello, how are you doing? What's your name?